Welcome to episode 500 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And I'll be honest, when I say 500, episode 500 out loud, it still surprises me quite a lot. Because 13 years ago, this is ironic when you consider the topic for today's podcast, I had an idea. I thought, we work with recruitment business owners every day. We understand their world, and there's so much we could share that would genuinely help them. What if we did a podcast? They were all quite new at the time. So that was the idea, but an idea on its own is nothing. What made 500 episodes happen is that we built a system around it, a process. We show up whether we feel inspired or not, or Denise shows up whether she feels inspired or not, whether the market was busy or quiet, whether it felt like anyone was listening or not. And some of you will remember, I used to refer to the listener. And the reason I'm telling you that is because today's episode is about exactly that. That gap between having an idea and actually making it happen, because knowing you should be doing something with your marketing and then building a system around it doesn't actually mean that it's going to get done. So if you've been around a while, you'll know that it's a topic close to my heart. And at episode 500, it feels like exactly the right moment to talk about it. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise. Hope you and yours are well. And we're going to jump into ideas and implementation. I've been doing a lot of implementation, so apologies. There has not been a podcast, and I wanted to do this particular podcast with it being episode 500. There hasn't been one for a few weeks, and that's because we have just created a brand new program where we've really honed down everything that is really important at the moment for recruitment business owners, and that is launching very soon. So have a look on email if you're a subscriber, or have a look on the socials. But before I jump into ideas and implementation, a couple of stories, we just wanted to remind you that if you have not downloaded the marketing trends report that we created a couple of months ago now for recruiters, then go and grab yourself a copy, because it really is a companion piece to this as well, because we go through what's happening in the market at the moment, the type of content, the styles of marketing activities that are working versus not working. And it's a very useful read. And you can find it just by going to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/MTRS. So just think about marketing trends, MTRS. It'll take you to a page, pop your name and email address in it, and it will be winging its way to you very quickly. So let's talk about ideas and implementation. And I'm going to start with a conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago now with a recruitment business owner. And let's just call her, Emma. Now, Emma runs a six-person micro business specializing in manufacturing and engineering recruitment. Absolutely brilliant at a job, knows the market inside out. But the thing was, when we got on a call, this was on a Zoom call that we had, she pulled up a notes app and she showed us her marketing to-do list. It had 8 items on it. And there were many things on this list. I think it started with posting regularly on LinkedIn, getting some client testimonials, maybe a case study, updating the website content, sending some emails to the database, creating a downloadable guide, being more visible, and do something about personal branding. And do you know how many of those 8 things she'd actually done? None. Well, there was some website copy that she'd been sort of going through, but here's what struck me when I asked her which of those 8 things she thought she should do first. She said, I honestly don't know. That's the problem. I know I need to do something, but I don't know where to start, and I definitely don't know how to make it stick. She wasn't drowning in ideas. She was stuck between knowing she needed to market better, but then having no clear plan to actually do it. And if I'm honest, she's not alone. This is a conversation we have with probably 8 out of 10 business owners that we speak to. They know what they should be doing. Well, vaguely, but there's a gap between I should probably post more on LinkedIn and actually having a system that makes that happen. And that's the implementation gap. I call it the implementation gap, and it can happen to the best of us. And if that sounds familiar, then this episode is definitely for you. So let's just talk about this problem. Here's what I've learned after 18 years working exclusively in this sector. The problem is rarely a lack of ideas. Most of you do have several ideas. The problem is that those ideas don't always get turned into action. They often stay as very vague intentions. I should be more active on LinkedIn. I need to do something with my database. We should probably have better content on the website. I know we should be asking for testimonials. And there's something else worth saying here. A lot of ideas that recruitment business owners pick up aren't actually right for them. Because here's the thing, many people in the sector read general business content. They're seeing what big brands do, or they're trying to copy what a competitor seems to be doing. And a lot of it just simply does not translate. It's not built for a solo or small micro or 6 or 8 person recruitment company trying to win business in different ways, whether that's contingent business, retained, whether it's a new sort of membership style subscription model that's very popular at the moment in a niche sector. So you end up pursuing things that are disjointed, that are hard to sustain at your size, or just not the right fit for where you are now. And that's not a motivation problem. That's actually a starting point problem. So before we get to implementation, the gap has 3 main parts. So part one, you don't know which thing to do first. Everything feels equally important and therefore equally overwhelming. Part two, even when you pick something, you don't know how to turn I should post on LinkedIn into an actual system that's sustainable for you. And part three, you try to figure it all out on your own while you're running a business. And let's be honest, it just doesn't happen. Now, to close that gap, you need 3 things. Number one, clarity on what actually matters for a recruitment business your size and what order to do it in. That's one of the reasons we've created this new program. Number two is a system that makes it sustainable, not just possible. And three, support and accountability when things get hard or you get mega busy. And without those 3 things, even your best intentions will fail. Even if you are a workaholic, and I know many recruiters are, it's not going to happen. Not because you're not capable, but because you're trying to do something genuinely difficult. Marketing is not easy on your own without a roadmap that's actually built for you as a micro recruitment business owner. So let's break this down. I'm going to call this part one, and that's why marketing ideas die. And there's several reasons for that, but let's just start with the first one. And often it's because the idea is too vague and there's no clear first step. So let's take, I should be more active on LinkedIn. That's something that we hear all the time from you guys. What does that actually mean? Does that mean post daily? Obviously, that we know that there's the LinkedIn 360 brew. There's so many different things happening on LinkedIn. Do I post 3 times a week? What topics? Do I write a long form post or a quick insight? Should I be commenting on other people's content? So be more active on LinkedIn isn't a plan. It's actually a vague intention. And you need something more like, let's just use this as an example. I'm going to post twice a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays about hiring, recruiting challenges my clients face. I'm going to write those three posts or two posts, whatever you decide, on a Monday evening, and I'm going to schedule them. Obviously, you can schedule everything on LinkedIn. I'll do this for 3 months, the old 90 days. Denise is a fan of 90 days. And I'm going to track where I am from there. I'm going to look at my impressions. I'm going to look at my connection requests. That's actually doable. And that has a system. But most business owners never get to that level of detail or that level of clarity. They stay stuck at, I should do more on LinkedIn. And they probably need to do a lot less than they realize. Now, here's number two. You don't know what to prioritize. You've got a list of things you think you should be doing: LinkedIn, website content, email campaigns, social proof, networking, maybe a video or two. But which one matters most? Which one will actually move your business forward? You don't know, so you either try to do them all at once, you get overwhelmed, and you do none of them properly. Or you pick the wrong thing and you spend 3 months on something that doesn't generate a single lead. And we had a guy that we spoke to quite recently about that. And unfortunately, he was in exactly that place. So without a clear framework for this matters more than that, you're guessing. And guessing while you're time poor it's wasted effort and it's totally frustrating for people. Speaking of the challenges that we discuss on this podcast around attracting the clients that you want and the candidates to fill the roles that you get, it's a competitive market. And Sharon and I have taken some time away from the business to actually put together something that will help you figure out exactly where you stand with your marketing right now. Now, we've created a quick assessment specifically for recruitment search and staffing business owners just like you, and it's designed to help you identify whether you're effectively attracting both clients and candidates with your current marketing approach or if there are some gaps that you need to address. Now, this quiz will just take a few minutes and it'll give you a picture of where your marketing is working and where it might be falling short. Because to be honest, in a market where 87% of companies are struggling with skills gaps and candidates are ghosting left, right, and centre, your marketing really does need to be spot on. And when you've taken this assessment, we will email you your personalised PDF. So it's personalised to you and it's related to the scores that you achieve and where you fit in a ranking. And what we know works when people are low on one score or high on another. And I think you'll find that incredibly useful too. So if you want to know and find out about your marketing, how it stacks up, then go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/scorecard. And that will take you to a page, put your name and email address in there, and then you'll go straight into the quiz. And again, it only takes a few minutes. You know, trust me, it's worth the time, especially if you feel like you're not achieving the results that you want currently with the market the way that it is, and you really want to assess where you are so you can make some changes. So let's get back to that podcast. Now, reason three, you've underestimated the time and the skill required. And this one catches people out every time. I'm going to create video content. Brilliant. We like video. We do quite a bit of video. We've been doing video for years. But between scripting, lighting, editing, captions, your first video is going to take you a lot longer than you appreciate because you see this polished 1 minute result on LinkedIn. They don't see the hours that went behind that. So they try it once, they realize how long it takes, and they never do it again. And here's number four. There's no system to sustain what you're doing. This is a bit of a killer. You might start something, you might even be consistent for a few weeks, but if there's no system, there's no repeatable process, it unfortunately, it falls apart the moment life gets busy, big role comes in. So let's say you decide to send, let's just give an example here, which many people like to do. They want to send a monthly, say, email newsletter to their database, but where's the content coming from? Who's writing it? When? What happens if billings go mental and you just don't have time? Without a system, it relies entirely on you having time. And let's not sugarcoat this, the mental energy every single month. One missed month becomes two, becomes three. Before you know it, you haven't sent anything in 6 months. And here's number five. You're trying to work it all out alone. You're a recruitment expert. You're not a marketing expert. That's not your expertise. So you're Googling or you're asking ChatGPT how to write LinkedIn posts. You're second guessing every piece of content and making like 100, which is exhausting, by the way, micro decisions every time you try and do something. No one's there to tell you that idea is a distraction, focus here instead, or this is good enough, just publish it. Or here's a proven structure, just follow this, which is what we do with our client. And all of this takes an enormous amount of mental energy. You simply just don't have when you're running a business. Okay, so let's move on and let's just think about the questions to ask before you actually start implementing anything. Let's say you've got an idea before you jump in. Here are questions that I would ask yourself. So question one, does this solve a problem I actually have right now? Because there's so many bright, shiny objects out there that people jump into that you might not need to. It's not a problem you might have one day, not a problem your competitor has, but a problem you have right now. So just use an example. I want to redesign my website, but why? Is your current website actually losing you business? Fair enough, if things aren't working on it, you might need to change things. Or do you just think it looks a bit tired? Because websites today are amazing. They're pretty easy to get up and going. And particularly over the last 2 or 3 years, websites have improved tenfold. Because if the real problem is we're not getting enough leads, a new website is probably not going to solve that. Better content, more visibility, a consistent approach to outreach. Those are the things that might actually solve your lead problem. And you need to be honest about what problem you're actually trying to solve. Here's another question. Do I have the resources, and listen to this, to sustain this, not just start it? Starting is easy. I should know, I'm a creative. I start something new every week. But sustaining is hard. So if you go back to that newsletter idea, if you're going to launch a newsletter, can you commit to sending it every month for a year? Not just because these things build traction over time, not just the first 3 months. If you're going to post on LinkedIn 3 times a week, can you maintain that when you're in a busy billing period, when you're on holiday? If the answer's no, don't just start. Build a system that makes that answer, well, yes, actually, I can sustain it. And question three for you here, what am I prepared to stop doing to make room for this? Every new thing that you add to your to-do list means something else is going to get less attention. So what are you going to stop? Your calendar's probably full already. Your to-do list's probably overwhelming. Something else has to give. So what is that before you start? And question four, is this going to generate leads or billings or just make me look busy? And in some ways, just really impact your ego. Be brutally honest. Is this activity going to bring candidates or clients closer to you? Or is it just visible, that activity that makes you feel productive? I see business owners spending hours creating beautiful Instagram graphics when, depending on the sector, of course, their ideal clients might not be on Instagram. or they're writing a long blog post that unfortunately nobody reads, and not because the content is poor or anything like that, it's because they're not actually promoting them. You have to promote what you have. Activity isn't the same as progress. And you can test an idea, a small idea, before going all in. 5 videos, a small ad budget. Data helps you decide whether it's worth continuing without wasting months and months. So let's move on to how do you actually get it all done? You've asked the questions, you've validated the idea. So now what? So step one, define what done looks like. And now this is like get specific, not improve our LinkedIn presence. Instead, it's like, I'm going to post twice a week for the next 3 months. I'm going to track connection requests. I'm going to track inbound messages. I'm going to review that data in 90 days. Not send more emails to our database. Instead, it's send a monthly email on the first Wednesday of every month. Include client insight, candidate tip, and a relevant industry update. You need to know exactly what success is going to look like. All you need to know when you evaluate then is whether it's working. Step two, break it down into the smallest possible first action. And Sharon's a runner, well, she's a runner and a walker, but she hasn't done a lot of running for a while. In fact, she hasn't done as much walking, but she's decided she's going to start doing some more running. So her first thing is she puts her running shoes on and walks all around the house in them with her running trousers. And that's where she starts. And then that moves her forward. And this is about what's the very first thing you need to do, not the whole project, just the first step. So let's just say that you want to create case studies. And the first step is email 3 clients this week and ask them if they'd be willing to chat. And that's it. Often when we're on a super fast circle call and someone will talk about their social proof, and I'll send them away and say, okay, go and do this. And we have mobile numbers and everything. I'll say to people, send me a text and tell me when you've done it. And I think that's just it. The mistake people make is looking at the whole mountain. I need to create case studies. Feels overwhelming. Whereas I just need to email 3 people by Friday is so much easier to do. And the next step, I think step 3, how are you going to make this repeatable? So if it's LinkedIn posts, when are you going to write them? Where will you store your ideas? How will you batch them? If it's a monthly newsletter, what's your content structure? What's the deadline? Who's going to review it and edit it before it goes out? Are you going to use AI for some research? Is it going to craft it for you? But are you then going to review it and edit it? This is where people make so many mistakes. They don't actually check what AI has done. The system is what keeps it going when your motivation fades. And the system, this is something, listen to this, but again, the system needs to be realistic. Create one that works with your actual life, not your ideal life as a business owner. And then the next step 4 is get some accountability. Tell someone what you're doing and when you'll have it done. It might be a business partner, team member, a mentor. We have our membership group, could be in a membership group. One of our Super Fast Circle members told me recently, I show up on the group calls because I don't want to be the person who said I'd do something and didn't. That accountability's kept me going more than motivation ever did. Accountability works when motivation doesn't. And then step 5, just review and audit. Set a checkpoint, whether that's 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Look at the data. You know, what's working, what's not. Maybe you realise that 3 LinkedIn posts a week is doable. It is really doable and it's working for you. And maybe you think, well, actually, I could move this to 4 or 5 a week. I could do something. I could create 5 posts over 7 days. So you review and adjust what really is working for you. And here's the thing, what both Sharon and I have observed over the last 18 years working with search, staffing and recruitment business owners, the ones who actually implement marketing successfully aren't the ones with the best ideas. And they're the ones with clarity, systems and support. They're not guessing which thing they need to do first. They've got a roadmap. They're not starting from scratch every time, which is so resource intensive. They've got resources, though, that they can adapt, and they've got people they can ask. And that's one of the reasons why we built Superfast Circle the way that we did and when we did, because we kept seeing business owners like stuck in implementation, that implementation gap, not because they weren't capable, but because they were trying to do something genuinely difficult without three things that make it possible. So let me just shout out for Superfast Circle here. And obviously we've got our new program that is part of Superfast Circle, our new training program. When you work with us, you get clarity on what to do and in what order. You've even got a marketing plan spreadsheet that tells you exactly what to focus on. And we work with you on that because we have conversations about you, your business, where you are. And you get weekly accountability. You're not starting on a blank page. You've got one-to-one calls with Sharon and I, obviously. And also you've got group calls where you can ask questions and get direction. And you're then committed to what you're doing next, and you get support between calls, because that's the difference between I know I should be doing something and I've actually done it. And of course, you get the resources you need, you get the content that you need, you get all the AI prompts that you need, you get things that are written by moi. So you've got somebody that understands the market, and there are resources there that save you so much time. So my challenge for you, look at your list of marketing intentions, that mental list, the notes app, things you keep thinking you should do, and just pick one, just one, and ask yourself honestly, do I have the clarity, the system, the support to actually make this happen? Not start it, but make it happen and sustain it, because that's the difference between another abandoned intention and a marketing asset that you're creating that's bringing you leads while you're out billing. And if you want to find out about our new marketing program that we've put together, how Superfast Circle could work for you, then you know where we are. Drop us an email. If you're on our list, you can just respond to the emails that you get on a Friday from us. Just go along to the website. Even do that weird thing and pick up the telephone and give us a call. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next time. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.